CRTV's Radio Network Service, the news with Rigobert Maniga. In the headlines, the National Blood Transfusion Center has disclosed that it still falls short of 240,000 blood packs to attend what it describes as a life-saving mission of collecting 400,000 blood packs per this year. A coalition deal which will see Cyril Ramaphosa re-elected as president of South Africa has been confirmed. Egri Royal of the Menua will play against Mintak FC of Upper Sanaga, while Isosa are ready to take on Kolom of Ja and Lobo this Saturday in the semi-finals of the 2024 Cup of Cameroon in football. Cameroonians have been encouraged to join the blood donation trend as it accounts for saving thousands of lives in the country on a daily basis. Reports from the National Blood Transfusion Center indicate that over 160,000 packs of blood have been collected so far out of the 400,000 packs demanded by the World Health Organization per year. This was disclosed during a ceremony on the occasion of World Blood Donor Day, chaired by a representative of the Minister of Public Health. Kelly Eben completes that story.
I have saved lives 37 times. I have never had a malaise.
Madame Fitang Madeline is one of those who braved the odds 37 times to donate her blood in order to save lives.
It is a selfless act. You just need to keep healthy. You don't need to expect anything. And so it starts from each family that they know their blood groups and know that if I am down, this will be the person to serve me first.
She joined her peers on this World Blood Donors Day to advocate for a guaranteed security and better healthcare services for blood donors in the country. While expressing government's gratitude to the vital blood donors, the representative of the Minister of Public Health, Professor Titanyi, assured them that the state is working towards providing a modern blood transfusion center and that their appeal for a better status will be channeled to the right quarters. According to the World Health Organization, Cameroon needs 400,000 blood packs per year to attain its mission of saving lives. But so far, reports from the National Blood Transfusion Service indicate that just 160,000 blood packs were collected in 2023, stating a slight increase compared to previous years.
Kelly Eben reporting, and the population of the South region has been encouraged to donate blood regularly to meet up with anticipated hospitals' demand. The head of the Regional Bureau of the National Blood Transfusion Service, Ghislaine Raphael Nyamek, met the appeal in Ebolowa this Friday as the region joins the international community to observe the 20th anniversary of World Blood Donor Day. Details with Silas Quine.
The life of Eli Valerie Gamba's friend, currently undergoing treatment at the Ebolowa Regional Hospital Center, will be positively impacted thanks to his generosity. What motivates me to donate blood is because I have to save a life. Like him, many other generous blood donors have contributed a life-saving blood donation this June 14th in Ebolowa, giving is in their blood, as Ghislaine Raphael Nyamek, head of the South Regional Bureau of the National Blood Transfusion Service, explains.
We are thankful because without them, we cannot do anything. We cannot manufacture blood. We need to collect it, and they are giving their blood without anything to save life.
However, despite their best efforts, much more is still needed to keep pace with the growing demand for blood and blood products across the region.
Actually, we are looking to have sufficient blood. We have 35% of what we need.
Choosing to donate requires individuals to contribute from the hard-earned property and the essence of their lives. The blood transfusion service in the South relies on these persons and partners to supply local hospitals with blood products required by patients in need. Silas Nkwine, CRTV News, Ebolowa.
Some youths in the Northwest region under the banner of the Cameroon National Youth Council have come out to denounce hate speech, cyber crimes, and all acts of insecurity in the region and the country at large. The youths who have pledged to fully participate in peace building and national development have held a dialogue forum to assert their engagement to the fight. Mebe Menkemdi Sagem completes that story from CLTV Northwest in Bamenda.
Stop manipulating the youth.
The youths of the Northwest region, led by the national president of the National Youth Council,
yes,
Fadimatu
yes,
Iyawa,
please.
Have yes, taken their stand for the nation of Cameroon.
We are inviting those young people to come out from the bushes and to join the DDR centers. We are actually launching the regional dialogue of young people from Northwest region to tackle the real challenges that young people of this region are facing in terms of unemployment, in terms of the various opportunities also that can be created in favor of young people of Northwest region.
According to the regional president of the National Youth Council, Samuel Makom, it is a golden opportunity to directly transmit their worries of unemployment and insecurity to the head of state.
Once youth know that their voices will be heard, definitely they will have that consciousness. So I think this platform is going to open them to have that zeal that once we dialogue, we will address our issues and solution will be bound to come.
The Secretary General at the Northwest Governor's Office, Saiduna Ali, on behalf of the Governor, saluted the youths for their efforts and encouraged them not to relent in especially preaching peace and working for the progress of the Northwest region. Mabel Menkemdi Sakem, CRTV News, Bamenda.
Meanwhile, youths in Cameroon have been drilled on new online payment platform for the acquisition and renewal of fees of a biometric youth card. The workshop was organized in Yaoundé at the headquarters of the National Youth Observatory and chaired by the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Mununa Fotsu. Details with Leslie Magni.
With my biometric youth card, I am a credible young person. This is the motto of the National Youth Observatory in collaboration with the Ministry of Youths and Civic Education, encouraging youths in Cameroon aged 15 to 35 to have a biometric youth card. This, as highlights the General Manager of Computer and Network Engineer, Gabriel Fopa.
Every youth, everywhere he is, he can access and make a demand to have that biometrical card. And he can activate that card at any moment, a temporary card that he can use to access to some services that are provided by all the commercial partners who have signed the convention with the Ministry of Youth, providing different services.
To remedy this and achieve the expected objectives, the MINJEC, through the permanent secretary of the ONG, is committed to facilitating and streamlining the payment mechanisms for the acquisition and renewal fees of the biometric youth cards within a platform-dedicated service. This will help the youth who have the card to have jobs and internship opportunities, medical consultations, and access to training related to financial management.
The Ministry of Transport has announced the use of intelligent video surveillance solution to assist drivers in preventing road accidents and other disasters during the holiday period in Cameroon. The information was disclosed today in Douala at the end of a meeting that brought together stakeholders in the transport sector. Cynthia Etim completes the story from Douala.
It has been 3 years since the interurban transport sector of the country implemented the artificial intelligence solution, which helps in detecting the attitudes of drivers on the highway. Today, the results are satisfactory. Mohamedou Abdoulaye runs an interurban transport agency. We implemented the system last September 2023, and today we are satisfied with the results. Before the installation of the system, we could record 43 accidents incident cases in a year, but today we barely record 9 cases. A significant drop which the ministry's technical partner reveals is due to the fact that the system is incorruptible. Hilaire Tinen is a partner. Data collected and analyzed by the system cannot be influenced by anyone. Due to positive results recorded and the advantages of the artificial intelligence system, the Ministry of Transport is extending the system to the heavy-duty truck sector. Dr. Divine Mbamom Kendong is Director of Road Transport in the Ministry of Transport.
We have about 46 accidents a day, material and mortar accidents. About 31 of those accidents involve heavy-duty trucks that transport merchandise. So it is important that this intelligence-based solution that is proactive be introduced to be used in the transportation of merchandise sector.
This new approach in the reduction of road accidents, known as Human Driver, is to help reduce the number of road accidents in the country to 0%. Cynthia Etim, CRTV News, Douala.
Ahead of the 2024 Day of the African Child to be celebrated on Monday, we zoom in on the activities of delinquent children in Garoua, whose presence in some neighborhoods is making life a nightmare for the population. Mercy Ashu went finding out what pushes these youths to an all-street-time lifestyle. Here is her report.
It is past midday in the Kangshinua neighborhood of Garoua as we approach one of the major hideouts of delinquents harassing the population day and night. We are the youngsters in the Kangshinua neighborhood. We smoke, we take drugs because we don't have jobs. We need to feed ourselves and our families. I am 27 years old and I did my schooling at the Government Technical High School in
Jambutu.
Conducting a snappy interview with the delinquents who are aged 15 to 30 years is quite a risky venture. It demands a lot of courage and tact as they lament and justify their reasons for choosing this lifestyle. We don't have jobs. Eating is a real problem for us. The look in their eyes, coupled with the stench of drugs emanating from their breath and speech, is telling of how deep they've been sold out to peer pressure. At the Kilometre Seng roundabout in Garoua, we spot another delinquent who admits in Fufu Day he's a runaway from Goundary, where he has family and survives by sleeping in the open air and leftovers from nearby restaurants. Mercy Ashunyabe, CLTV News, Garoua.
Over 60 billion CFA francs in the energy sector is lost to electrical fraud every year. To address this issue, NAO, the main distributor of electricity in Cameroon, is introducing a stronger and updated version of its prepaid meters. The recently held meeting with representatives from consumer defense rights groups and media associations to discuss the benefits of the upgraded meters. For more, we call on Suzanne Fay.
To empower consumers and ensure a smooth transition of prepaid meters from Standard 1 to Standard 2, NAO has opted to make consumers masters of their own migration. To this effect, it has adopted a do-it-yourself approach for the meter updates. Hawa Haman, Customer Relations Manager at NAO, explains. The operation is an easy one. It is the same as when a client fills in his token. Only this time, he will have two tokens. He types in the first one, then the second in the order given by the electricity distributor in the message, and then he will receive success. We equally send out several messages of reminders to clients in case they might have forgotten. But if a client has already done his updates, he has nothing to fear. If he tries to recharge his token and receives rejected, then he has to do an update.
Ça veut dire que la mise à jour a été effective.
Having the care of its clients at heart, the electricity distributor gives assistance to our customers and agencies via phone calls and online for those experiencing difficulties with a do-it-yourself approach. Hawa Haman once more.
Si avec toutes les précautions prises, le client n'a pas reçu de SMS, il peut se rapprocher de notre service client qui est ouvert 24 heures sur 24.
If after all this, the client is still unable to complete his or her migration process, we give assistance in our agencies and online 24/24. You can call with number 8010 and he will get in contact with our team via phone. He can also contact us through our live chat by just tapping neocameroon.livechat and he will immediately be put in contact with our teleassistance team and can pose all his problems. These links are also available in the different messages of reminders sent out to the clients. To date, the customer assistance team has handled most of the complaints made to NEO, the help of consumer associations and NEO agents spearheading the communication campaigns in their sectors nationwide.
Susan Fire reporting. The Ministry of Finance wishes to inform all civil servants that to facilitate the annual filing of their personal income tax returns for the fiscal year 2023, a consolidated payslip detailing earnings and tax withholdings has been made available. The payslip can be accessed through the online platform eBulletin via the address www.ebulletin.minfi.cm or the Ngomna mobile application, which is available for download on both the Play Store and App Store. Employers in the private sector and parastatals are also encouraged to provide their employees with a similar analyzed payslip that summarizes earnings and deductions for the past year. The Minister of Finance reminds all taxpayers that the deadline for submitting their personal income tax declarations for the fiscal year 2023 is June 30, 2024. A dedicated support system is available to offer online and remote assistance. Taxpayers can contact Tax Directorate's call center at 8200 or access the online help desk at www.support.harmony2.cm. The Minister of Finance counts on the compliance of all. The Director General of the Deposits and Consignments Fund, CDEC, informs credit institutions holding the funds and or securities vested in the CDE in accordance with Law No. 2008/003 of the 14th of April 2008 that the transfer deadline fixed by Decree No. 2023/08500 PM of the 1st of December 2023 expired on the 31st of May 2024. The Director General wishes to congratulate all the credit institutions that have shown the spirit of citizenship and complied with the laws and regulations of the Republic of Cameroon by transferring funds and values to CDEC. Their meaningful efforts and commitment clearly showcase a violation to accompany and facilitate the process of making CDC operational. On the other hand, the Director General reminds late credit institutions who continue setting breaks by raising specious arguments to circumvent the laws and regulations of the Republic that they deliberately expose themselves to the penalties provided by the regulations. That is why the Director General calls on the credit institutions that are still reluctant to make the due transfers to do so without any additional delay. If they fail to do so, CDEC will, by virtue of its Treasury's privileges prerogative, carry out the required and prescribed audits provided by the current legislation and regulation, and subsequently will initiate the compulsory recovery actions using all legal means. The Director General of CDEC remains unfazed and committed to implement this important reform for the modernization of public finance and the financing of economic development of Cameroon in line with the prescriptions of the Head of State, His Excellency Paul Biya. This is done in the window on the 7th of June 2024. Valerine Dongo will be on stage tonight to thrill fans with the latest lines of his comic pieces. For more on where you can be for your relaxation, here is FOC Babatunde with details on a weekend special cultural slot.
Couché dans le tas de cadavres, il s'est réveillé dit, ouais, mon frère.
Take a rendezvous tonight with humorist Valerine Dongo and refill joy at his comedy show to take place at Entre Upac, Itwameki, as from 7 p.m. It doesn't end there. He continues tomorrow with a ndomba and barbecue party as from 8 a.m. same location. Lovers of Ancien Makosa Guru, Ben Deka, will this Saturday, June 15, be live at La Petite Métis at Bonapriso, Douala. He will be in the company of Kaisa Paquito and Heve Nguebo. Come ready to be entertained. Still in Douala, join Malox Louvibeur, Coco Agente, and other Bikusi hitmakers to shake out stress at a grand concert tonight as from 5 p.m. at Stade de Sikam. And now the Cameroon culture continues to grow popularity as this latest single of a US-based Come Afropop production studio, Botang, is ushering in lovers of Cameroonian history in Boston.
The artists behind the song are Botang Records and Widem. Our music is intended to promote cultural heritage through traditional African melodies. By blending these elements with powerful social and political messages, we aim to foster community morals while rejecting criminalization and violence.
As the favorite AFOACOM USA branch celebrates its 20th convention. Happy weekend.
Thank you, FOC Babatunde. 20 minutes gone after 7 p.m. This is CRTV News. A coalition deal which will see Cyril Ramaphosa re-elected as president has been confirmed in South Africa. The leader of the DA, the second largest party, has called the deal a new chapter for South Africa. The ANC says other parties are looking at the agreed document, which is being called the Statement of Intent. This represents a seismic shift in South Africa's politics. In the meantime, the new MPs have been sworn in after the May 29th election, when the ANC lost its majority for the first time in 30 years. In sports, the finalists of the 2024 Cup of Cameroon in football will be known tomorrow after the semi-final matches pitting Aigle Royal of the Menua against Mintak FC of the Upper Sanaga and Isosa of Limbe against Colombe Sportive of Jan Lobo. Details with Harrison Ashu.
Among the four semi-finalists in the Cup of Cameroon, only Aigle Royal of the Menua have featured in the final of the competition. The last time was in 2008 when they were beaten 4-2 by Coton Sport of Garoua. Aigle are determined to change the narrative when they take on Mintak FC of Upper Sanaga from 3 p.m. at the Fekafoot Technical Center in Oja. However, it promises to be a tough match for both sides as Mintak FC are no longer on the docks following their outstanding run to the semis. Over at the CAF Excellence Center in Bankomo, two elite clubs, Isosa of Limbe and Colombe Sportive of Jah and Lobo, will battle for a ticket to the final. Isosa, who knocked out Canon of Yaounde as Serene, asked the match as one of their players, Njuma Ikose, outlines.
We, the players, are prepared and focused for this match. It's not going to be an easy one, but we believe if we play their style of play, we'll be able to win the match.
They share the same ambitions with the players of Colombe of Jah and Lobo. The winner of the 2024 Cup of Cameroon will unseat the defending champions, Fufu Club of Baham.
Arisen Ashu. To end the news, a reminder of our major stories. The National Blood Transfusion Center has disclosed that it still falls short of 240,000 blood packs to attend what it describes as a life-saving mission of collecting 400,000 blood packs for a year. A coalition deal which will see Cyril Ramaphosa re-elected as president of South Africa has been confirmed. Aigle Royal of the Menua will play against Mintak FC of Upper Sanaga, while Isosa are ready to take on Colombe Sportive of Jan Lobo this Saturday in the semi-finals of the 2024 Cup of Cameroon in football. CRTV News.